and welcome to this week's Second Shift podcast, episode 35, and we're finally back from Christmas. So, gonna have a quick one today, so we're gonna do a couple of emails that have been sent to us over the Christmas break, and then we're gonna do a little preview of the year. The rundown is provided by Ant the Vigilante, and then we'll be out of here. And speaking of Ant the Vigilante, he joins us today. How are you, mate?
I'm not too bad. I'm not drunk on this show, which is you know, unusual.
Unusual. So, yeah, I think you drank enough wine, so we're running dry in the country now after last night.
I made up for it on the WrestleCast last night, and I apologise to everyone on that show for my actions. But nice, normal Ant on this one. Normal Ant today.
Well, you don't have to apologise to me. I found it hilarious. It's the poor bloke doing the edit and you need to apologise to. But
he's all right.
And also with us, we've got the damn gypsy. How are you?
I'm all right, pal. How are you?
I'm good. Brilliant.
Fuck, you know.
You've done one sentence and we've got the gypsy silence already, so...
Just, why don't you just nod your head? That'd be easier. Yeah.
That'd be great listening, just nodding.
Just nod.
It's better than the shit that I spout normally, and it's I'll just sit here and nod my head for 2 hours.
Right, so we said we'll start with the emails. So we'll start with Andy Anderson. He sent this in last week.
Like nickels up his ass.
Cheerio, gents and Katie.
Ah, cheerio. Good boy. Good boy, good boy. He's coming in with a joke. I like it.
I know Katie is with me when I say I'm not impressed with the debut of the Ascension. My tag team clicked to pick in 2015 is the team of Tyson Kidd and Cesaro, and I hope they use each other to build themselves in the new year. I'm thinking more like Mick Foley with his statement that he sees big things for Cesaro and Kidd in 2015. I think in the long run, Cesaro and Kidd have a better run in their career as well as in 2015 than the Ascension. Agree or egregious? So, Ant, do you think Kidd and Cesaro will become sort of a bigger, better run than what the Ascension will have this year?
No. No. No, I think the Ascension are here to stay, whether we like it or not. They've obviously put in a lot of time and effort with them guys, and that they'll be pushed through. I can't see Kidd and Cesaro lasting that long as a unit, to be honest. So yeah, no, Ascension will be tag team champions before the year's out. That's for certain, and you certainly couldn't say that about Cesaro or Kidd.
So you think they've pretty much been dumped together to tie up two loose wrestlers?
Precisely. What are you doing at the minute? Not a lot. What are you doing at the minute? Not a lot. You're now tag team partners. Done. And you know, and that's the way it's been for years. We see it time and time again. Sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. You know,
it's how the New Age Outlaws started.
Well, exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, there has been brilliant examples of when it's really, really worked, and two guys have really hit it off with chemistry, and they've gone on to have fantastic careers as a tag, as a unit. But can you really see this one? What do you reckon?
I really, really want Cesaro and Kidd to succeed, but I'm thinking that when they're tagging him up with Adam Rose, the people in the back don't want him to succeed, and it's really going to be a struggle. And do either of them really have the personality to pull it off?
I just like them both, and I don't mind them solo. I think Tyson Kidd's got something special going on NXT, and Cesaro, he's in-ring so good, why wasting it? But I think that's unfair. But if they both get a run as a tag team, then good. But like Ant said, I can't see it turning into anything meaningful. I think that's just to give them something to do.
Yep, exactly right.
I just think the company has got it in for Cesaro for some reason. They just ain't got enough ability on him telling sports entertainment rather than a wrestling match, because there's no denying him in the ring can tell a story. It's just that don't seem to be what WWE are after at the moment.
Yep.
It's still, you've got to think, it's still early days for Cesaro. You know, he's not been in the company that long. He's not completely established. So, you know, there's still time. It's not all in, like for instance, 6 months ago, we were saying pretty much similar things about Dolph Ziggler. And now, you know, he's one of the biggest guys around again. So, you know, it swings and roundabouts for this business. Always has been, always will be.
Well, look at The Miz. You know, he fell off for what? After his main event at WrestleMania, he fell off for nearly 18 months, and then he's slowly getting back up there. Yeah, he's got Mizdow by his side, and, you know, that's helping him, but, you know, he's getting back to more relevant now than he has in the past. Yeah. He just takes that one good thing, and they're trying it with Kid, and if that doesn't work, they'll try something else. You know, wrestling fans, they think that we'll just forget things and, you know, it'll move on to something new because it's whatever's fresh and whatever's new, and if this don't work, they'll try something else.
Exactly, that sort of leads me to think that they are quite behind the guy. I think they are looking for things for him, and you know, if they weren't behind him, he wouldn't be on telly. You know, so they like him. It's just they obviously don't like his talking ability and.
Yeah, I really, really hope that, you know, I'd like to think that Kid and Cesaro both turned round to the guys in the back and said, this is, we tag us up together, we're not doing anything, can we do something together and see, you know, see where it goes? Because then at least they're showing that they both want to try and do something, because I think Kid will be getting a bit fed up of, you know, just being at ringside for Divas matches and, you know, Cesaro.
I wouldn't be, I'd be quite happy.
Well, yeah, you would, wouldn't you? You little bastard.
Fucking stalker.
Going on to the second part of the email. Also, in your guys' opinion, is adding Seth Rollins to the championship match over booking, or is it the right move? I would not have put him in the match. I would have a clean finish, and then have Seth could do a cash-in on either winner. I do not see a clean finish now with a triple threat. Will that match be the main event? I could see it being the main event, with Seth having the chance to also cash in at the end of the match. Or will the Royal Rumble be the main event match? Or does it even matter? I hope you have...
shall I commit suicide? Doesn't matter. Why am I here? What's life mean? I don't know.
I hope you have a great New Year. Yes, even Ant. Thanks for reading my email. And that has been my nickel AA. So, what are your thoughts about the championship match at Royal Rumble? And will it be the main event? And we'll go with Kai.
Personally, I think it's the right move to put Rollins in. I didn't actually see that coming, which is something that I was quite shocked that I hadn't actually thought about and putting him in there. It's made to me this match that we've seen quite a few times now between Brock and Cena. It's become a little bit more interesting. We haven't really seen Brock against someone like Seth Rollins yet. And it's great that someone like Seth is getting the chance to be in the ring with a special attraction like Brock, even if it is a triple threat match. But that's massive for his career. And it really is. And the fact that they're teasing that he could be champion and hold the briefcase is something that we've never seen before. And there's not many more things that we can do with the briefcase.
I think that's going to do him more good than harm. I think he's going to be the one that takes the pinfall to make the other two look strong. But he'll get rewarded because about 5 minutes later, I think Lesnar is going to hammer the shit out of the new champion Cena. Go off in a hissy, and that's when Rollins will just sort of drape his arm over and pick up the championship.
Yeah, and I mean, look at the end of Raw this week. He was stood over Cena and Lesnar after curb stomping them both, and, you know, he was the main guy. Roman Reigns must be kicking himself for getting, you know, ill in September or whenever it was, because, you know, that could have been his spot right now, and Rollins has taken complete advantage of it.
He pulled a hernia, didn't he, climbing beanstalks? You didn't see Raw, did you?
No, I did not.
No, there was this whole bit where he was going on about climbing the beanstalk and he had magic beans and...
What?
He was doing Jack and the Beanstalk with Big Show and it was bad.
Them acting lessons are going well, aren't they?
I like the charisma he's showing. I just don't think the stories are quite there yet. I like the fact that he's trying to be a bit more charismatic, but he's trying to
he's definitely
like... Right. He's trying to be like The Rock, and it's not, and it's not working. It's like he sounds like The Rock when we go, "Oh, that Rock promo was shit." You know, the ones where they just go off on a tangent and no one really understands what he's going on about. But it's okay because he's The Rock. When Roman Reigns does it, it's like, "What the fuck is that?"
You know that Vince is in the back going, "Be like The Rock, be like The Rock."
Well, you know. Apparently, Dave Meltzer has been saying that. Vince McMahon has been writing all of his promos the last few weeks, all these like superhero references and fairy tales and stuff.
It's just, it's cringy, isn't it?
Really? It just reminds me of Sheamus when they first started turning him babyface and getting him to do all these fucking Irish folk tales and stuff.
Oh, fucking me, Jesus. Did you hear about the potato famine?
I'm going to come out of
that. Oh, God. So, no, I think that's only going to do good things for Seth Rollins. And I think the Royal Rumble will be the main event for the simple fact they've got to do the thing where he points at the sign and the pyros go off.
Yeah, that's exactly the reason why it will be last, because you've got to do the point up to the WrestleMania thing.
Yeah, and either way, you know, I think when it comes to the championship, if the Royal Rumble winner had been announced before... Then the...
What's that noise?
Sorry, it's my boiler. It'll go off in winter. Right, it's gone off. Right, whenever someone puts the shower on the taps on, the boiler goes fucking mental. Right, I'll go again. It's stopped now. Right, yeah. Whoever wins the Royal Rumble, it'll... Fucking hell, sorry.
Who'd have thought a boiler would cause so much excitement?
I could start pissing. Right.
Whatever floats your boat.
Where was I going with this?
I don't fucking know.
Right, whoever wins the Royal Rumble match, it's going to kind of give us a sort of guess of who was going to win the title match. But if the title match goes first, yeah, sure, it'll influence who our thoughts are, who's going to win the Rumble. But still, there's more of a chance because there's 30 men.
Wayne would like 30 men.
I'm not even going to reply to that.
And you can believe that.
Thank you very much, Andy Anderson, for sending the email. Sorry for getting to it a week too late, but yes. We got there in the end.
Is Andy Anderson, is he alcoholic or... Double A, Alcoholic Anonymous.
Right,
Andy
I get
Anderson.
Yeah, I just thought you were throwing out vicious rumours, not word association.
Is he a drug addict?
No, his favourite wrestling move is the attitude adjustment.
Oh, Jesus.
Please say that's not true.
I'd love it to be true.
So we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for that. And we're now moving on to Smoking Druid from last week. He sent this. So all I keep hearing about is Roman Reigns or Daniel Bryan versus Brock Lesnar in the main event. I think everyone is overlooking the obvious. Randy Orton will win the Rumble and John Cena will win the title at Rumble. I know nobody wants to see this match for the 90 millionth time. But with Brock's future uncertain and giving the title to Cena makes sense. And then which heel would you have him face? I can only think of Randy or Seth. And keeping Seth out of it means Seth can do a surprise Money in the Bank cash in.
Oh, Money in the Cash In.
Anyway, keep up the great work on the show and bye. I think he was trying to troll us a little bit there, because no way is it going to be Orton versus Cena.
He's talking out of his arse, isn't he?
Yeah, he's been smoking some good stuff.
The old droid has been smoking.
Droid. I can't remember.
Yeah, someone... Who was it said he
was... It was me.
That was you, was it? It was a droid.
It's got to be Reigns or Bryan, isn't it?
Put the cannabis down and walk out the room. That's what I'd say to Droid.
Can any of you see Orton winning the Rumble anyway? Because he's coming back as face, so I don't think that'll be versus Cena. Can any of you see Orton winning the Rumble?
That'll be the exact replica of last year with Batista. Let's bring one of our top heels back as a face for the Rumble, and we'll go to WrestleMania. How did that work last year? Come on. They can't do that again.
Well, can they do it with Roman even?
Nah.
I think as good as it is for Brian to be back, he's kind of, you know, locked them in my opinion, that Brian's the only way to go with this.
Nah.
Do you think?
Nah. We'll do that when we do our reviews. But
I was going to say, will lead us perfectly into our review, so we'll leave the email there. Thank you very much, Smoking Druid, for sending that. Sorry it's a week late again. If any of you want to send an email, please send an email or tweet us. The Twitter is @secondshiftpod, and the email is secondshiftpod@gmail.com. Please send an email, and we'll get around to it.
If you send an email, Wayne will send you a naughty pic back of him
flapping myself to Paige.
or if you try find Ant on Tinder.
Yeah. Try and find me on Tinder.
And swipe left.
Swipe me. Right.
So we'll go over. What we're going to do is, Ant has very kindly done a rundown of common questions that you sort of, when you think about a wrestling year, that would pop up. And obviously, the first one that is on the discussion list is, number one, who will be the Royal Rumble winner? I'll just nip in first. I've got three for this.
You can't have three.
I've got my heart says Brian, my head says Roman Reigns.
And your cock says Paige.
And my cock says Paige. No, and I dream that it would be Dolph Ziggler, because I think he'd be played brilliant if he got cashed in on afterwards. He'd play that part brilliant, but I can't see that happening.
And I'm
getting more momentum behind Brian, because with the more shit that gets thrown at Roman Reigns, I can't see how he can win the Rumble, just like you were saying, Kai.
To be honest, I'd quite like to see it, because I quite enjoyed Batista getting booed out the building at the end. But I'm quite happy with shit endings, you know. I laughed when Taker lost the streak. So I kind of like that sort of controversy being caused. But I'd like to see how WWE dealt with the fact that Roman Reigns would then be a John Cena, really. You know, meant to be over, but not.
And
who do I think is going to win the Royal Rumble?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's written in stars that Roman Reigns is that man. He's your new Cena. He will be new Cena. So this will be his time. Obviously, there's a spanner in the works with Daniel Bryan now being back. Could they piss us off though with just like a random one, like say Randy Orton or
Adam Rose,
Bad News Barrett, and people like that? You know, you could really sort of throw it out there. But I think when push comes to shove, you're going to get two men left in that ring, and it'll be Reigns and Bryan left.
No, that will never happen.
Yeah, it will.
Nah, final four, but you will have a heel in there somewhere.
No, I reckon that could be maybe a heel change for one of them.
It will have to be for Reigns, won't it? Because yeah. No way is
he's going to super punch him in the head, I reckon. That's my prediction.
That's interesting. But I think you'll more likely get Sheamus come back and dump Brian out of the ring.
Do you reckon that's going to be the Sheamus heel turn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that makes pretty good sense, to be fair. Makes more sense than my one. I'll go with you.
They always seem to want to go for Sheamus and Brian at Mania, and no one fucking wants it. Because that's what they were wanting last year, and they've already done it 2 years before that.
Yeah, but one was on the dark card, so... Yeah. So that makes it acceptable. But, yeah, it's guesswork. I think it's going to be Brian at the moment because the amount of shit Roman was getting, but it's between the two, really. I can't see anyone else. getting close. I think Ziggler would work perfectly, but...
Here's the thing, right? If Ziggler was to win and knock out Bryan in the last two, or even if it won't hit Bryan in the last two, would people still, like, massively cheer Ziggler, or would they be pissed off, like, last year because of Bryan?
That's a difficult one for them to judge, isn't it?
Because that's what we were questioning.
I think Ziggler would shut the crowd up. They'd be happy with Ziggler.
I think if Bryan went out, like, final five, and then Ziggler ended up to the final two, by that point, the fans will be behind Ziggler going, yeah, you know, we're going to... But that was the question last year. Was it Batista winning, or was it that Bryan didn't win?
I think it was a mixture of the two.
Yeah, definitely.
I think the only other person that can win and get a cheer is Ziggler. Is the only other one that could do it. Possibly Ambrose. But yeah. Ambrose, the match would have to be played outright.
I liked it last year. I thought I enjoyed Batista winning it. But, you know, that's me. I'm a bit of a sadist, I suppose.
Yeah, you do like the big man.
I love a big man. Mmm, oh, so meaty. Oh,
number two.
Now he's a movie star. Mmm, I like movie stars. Oh, he's so hot right now.
Number two on the rundown.
Ignoring it and moving on.
Just ignore it.
Possible WrestleMania card. And will it be a good one? So is there any other matches other than the title match that we could sort of, as we're getting closer, have a guess at?
Triple H Sting?
Yeah, oh, I think that's got to be on there. I can't wait for that.
Oh, yep. That would just be horrendous.
Really?
I'm not looking forward to that one at all. With Cameo with The Undertaker, oh God.
No, they reckon that's going to be Wyatt, don't they? Wyatt Taker. Mm-hmm, that's why they're pushing Bray so hard at the moment.
No way. Taker's done. It'll be a cameo of some description from Taker at WrestleMania, I think.
Well, but they're hoping that if they don't... They've advertised him for Mania now in the hope that if he doesn't... if he says that he can't wrestle, then they're going to put him in the Hall of Fame.
He can't fucking wrestle. His bones are brittle. Jesus Christ.
But then again, you'd like to think that they're not going to put him in the same year. I wouldn't think they were going to put him in the same year as Macho Man.
Is Macho Man wrestling at WrestleMania as well? Fucking hell.
Texas is next year, so that'll be perfect for Undertaker, won't it?
Yeah.
No, that'll be perfect for Stone Cold.
See, I said last night thingy, but everyone said that he's in the Hall of Fame.
Who?
Stone Cold.
He is.
Huh.
No, I meant at WrestleMania to have a match.
Oh, right, work a match. I thought you meant the Hall of Fame.
No.
Yeah, I'd like to think, because they were holding off on Macho Man a few weeks ago, weren't they? Because Vince was saying that he hadn't decided fully. I'd like to think now that Taker's turned around and says, yes, I can do a match, and that's why they're putting Macho in the Hall of Fame this year and not Taker. But you know,
no, Taker will be next year in Texas. Come on.
Oh, why are you fucking hell?
I'm telling you now.
Mystic Meg over there.
The rumours, because they've advertised Taker for Mania. So
subjects change.
Will it be a... Yeah, but...
You're getting me with wrestling cliches. Awesome.
Will it be a cameo appearance or not? You know, it's...
Yeah. All right, I'm moving away from that one. What other matches?
Do you reckon there's a chance of a Shield triple threat in any form?
No, because that'll be Reigns winning the title. And I also think that'll be a cash-in as well. Which proposes the question, what the fuck is Dean Ambrose going to do?
Have a tug.
Maybe.
Cena.
Oh, who gives a shit about him? Rusev. He's obviously losing and he need to ride back.
Yeah.
Do you reckon?
The big guy.
Yeah.
Do you reckon that's a Mania thing? No, okay.
I reckon that will start at Rumble or Fastlane whenever he comes back from his sack, and they'll have a first he'll lose, but then he'll have a rematch and he'll finally beat him, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
I disagree.
Who do you think that is, Ed Cena?
It's going to be someone like that.
Here's the question.
What's Cena doing at the minute?
That's you what know, I was about to say.
So I think the Rusev one would be perfect. Cena wins. Everyone says USA, USA. Bah, 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 bah. He goes home happy.
I think Cena's...
Give it to Cena, damn it.
Cena's the only guy that could get the fans to cheer for Putin.
That'd be good. That'd be pretty funny.
I'd quite like to see that now.
You know, because it's not going to be a great match, whoever's involved in it, is it, really? It's not going to be a 5-star match. It's going to be a little bit of filler for Mania. Maybe 6, 7, 8 minutes. Might as well give it a Cena. Puts him fucking further away from the nonsense as well. You know,
it
the
does,
good
but
stuff.
I think it gives it's such a. To be honest, now the Rusev thing has become quite big. So you know, it's going to help Ryback a lot. Mm. And I think Rusev losing to someone like Ryback, it's not going to, you know, dent him that much. Because he's going to lose eventually. Yeah. And if he's able to build someone like Ryback back up in the process, then that's good. And I know we can't, you know, everyone here and go, oh, Cena didn't need it. And that's true, again, but I don't know. I think it is Cena and Ryback, but personally I'd prefer Ryback.
Okay. I reckon there'll be a 4-way tag match. The annual 4-way tag match.
On the pre-show.
It might be dark.
A Divas clusterfuck, don't forget.
Divas clusterfuck, right? So I'm going to say the Ascension win the four-way tag team match. That'll be my pick. And also the woman's clusterfuck would be I'm going to go Charlotte.
No.
Here's the thing. What are people like when it comes to Mania? What are people like Barrett, you know,
30-man Rumble man.
When it comes to Mania.
Yeah, there's a 30-man fucking Rumble at the fucking Mania.
They said last year the Andre the Giant thing
every year.
Was that the first annual?
Annual.
Can't
so,
get to change.
No, they'll push that through every year now, I reckon.
Do you think?
Yeah,
it's a way to get people on the card, and
it is actually, yeah.
Exactly. It's just perfect. What are you doing? Nothing? Go in the fucking Rumble.
It might, you know, in a couple of years when no one gives a shit about it, it goes on to the pre-show, but still, pre-show's better than nothing.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Barrett, people like Barrett will just jump in that, and I reckon Ziggler will win it. There you go, there's another prediction.
Wow.
Well, fuck. Did I just blow your mind?
What did we agree for Ambrose?
Nothing.
Nothing yet.
Well, what do we think then? Because, you know, I'm looking through the roster page now to see who it could be, but like
could he turn heel by then?
To be honest, we haven't even decided what the main event were gonna be.
Oh, Jesus. That's gonna be Roman Reigns versus Lesnar
Reigns. With a cash in at the end. Oh, okay. This might work.
Brian Ambrose?
No. Ambrose versus Rollins, and then they have another match.
Yeah.
You know, because they're always good. And then Rollins can cash in anyway.
So where's Daniel Bryan?
Fuck him.
Can't put him in the fucking 30-man Battle Royal, can we?
Oh, don't
know. Can we?
Can we?
Fuck it, I'll tell you what, lad. He might go up against fucking Triple H or someone like that again.
Right, that leads us to number 3 then. Who will leave Mania as the world champion?
Brian.
Rollins.
Ooh.
I think the cash in is Rumble. I think Rumble's going to be the Money in the Bank cash in.
You reckon he's cashing? Okay. So he's going to be champion going into Mania for you.
Could well be.
I would love to see Bryan versus Rollins main event at WrestleMania, but I don't know whether they'd have the balls to do it.
That would be pretty amazing.
Something's got to happen different, isn't it?
It's going to be a good card, I think. I'm looking forward to this WrestleMania. I think it's going to be a good WrestleMania.
I think it will.
So
I'm really looking forward to the Royal Rumble since Bryan's come back, because I think everyone thought it was going to be, you know, Roman Reigns with people in the hearts going, well, actually, I'd like Ziggler. But now Bryan's back, it's really, really opened it up.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't know what to think now. Everyone seems to... All the injured guys are coming back, and it's good times.
Yeah.
This is a weird one to ask, considering the other one's still active, but who will win Money in the Bank this year?
I've got Dean Ambrose down.
But
that's a question of, does he need it? Because he's quite established. You know what I mean? It's not like when they've given it to people like... who have they given it to in the past who's really, really needed it? Well, Rollins this year, he really, really needed it where he was at the time. And Damien Sandow, yeah, that didn't work out, but...
Do you actually think it's for up-and-comers, then? Because really, when you win it, you're pretty much guaranteed a title, unless you're Damien Sandow. So, you know, I think it is for the established. It's for those sort of right on in the mix of it.
Now
so,
the heavyweight belt is gone, yeah.
It's that something that can change year on year, because, they've, like I was saying earlier, they've got to make it different. The fact that they've got to find something to do differently every year. You know, every so often, they're not going to book someone who they know is not going to win it. They're always going to consider that this person's going to win it, win the title eventually. And, you know, it's not going to happen every time, but especially now that they've only got one briefcase, I think it's more likely that people are going to continue to win from
briefcase. Do you think someone like Ziggler could win it again?
Ooh. I don't know.
Actually, I think that's a good one, because I think Ziggler is going towards a belt run at some point this year.
Exactly. And I think
that'd be his way of getting it. I think that's his way of easily giving it to him. I think that's a good call, man, actually.
And my other call would be someone like Bray Wyatt, who's sort of on the cusp, but not quite there. And I wouldn't want to see him win a Money in the Bank match.
Yeah, that's the sort of thing I'm thinking. I'd like him to get there, but we need to think of a different way because, you know, him walking around with, unless he really made it his own, like the briefcase, and, you know, it was, I don't know how you could make it more Wyatty, but.
Wyatty.
So Northern. Wyatty. I've just made it up.
He up, son. It's a bit Wyatty out there.
You don't have to be racist, do you?
Fucking hell.
It's a bit whitey. You're a fucking whitey, you are.
I did not say whitey.
This is what you just said.
I said whitey.
Whitey, exactly.
Whitey.
Alright, let's move on.
Before we offend anyone else.
Who could possibly pull a CM Punk?
So bro.
You think he's gone throwing his toys out of his pram?
I really, really hope not. Because he, you know, look at what they've given him this past year. They gave him the streak. I think they should have told him before they gave him the streak that we're
expecting... You've got to stay for the rest of your life.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm really not saying that. But I'm saying that he should feel... If he was... I'd have thought Taker would have turned around to him and said, look, if I'm going to give you this, I kind of expect you to stick to the profession and, you know, want to be part of the profession.
Yeah, I don't think it gives a shit.
You know,
I just think they're good friends. Brock and Undertaker are good friends in real life.
Yeah,
and that's who Undertaker wanted to lose to. I don't think they was like, I'm going to give you it, but here's some fucking reasons that I need you to adhere to.
I'm not saying that he's made any promises. I'm just saying that I'd have thought that, you know, traditionally in wrestling, if they were going to give them something, if someone was going to pass on something like that, it was for a reason. And leaving 12 months later is kind of disrespectful to The Undertaker. But, you know, it's his own choice, isn't it, really? You know, no one's... You sign a contract and it's fuck tradition.
Well, you know, you've got to think that in 10 years' time, Brock Lesnar will be in the Wrestling Hall of Fame. So, you know, you're not losing to a fucking nobody who fucks off. You're losing to a bona fide... multi-time world champion. So,
And that was the good thing about Taker dropping the streak to someone like Brock. You know, you want losing it to a Mark Jindrak that only one person remembers 10 years from now.
I've never heard of him.
Exactly.
Now you don't want fucking a Fandango situation, do you? But you know.
Exactly.
The next one is who could possibly pull an Alberto Del Rio?
Well,
now,
who else did you guys say for CM Punk?
Throw the toys out the pram and go. I don't know. I'm going to throw one out there, and I hope it's not true, Cesaro.
I nearly considered that. And I hope it's not true as well.
There's just something about when he speaks, it's a bit... But then you see him on JVR and Cole show, and he's like jokey and funny and that. So I don't know, if you were that miserable, you wouldn't do the internet show, would you?
Nah, so I reckon it all's good in that hood.
Yeah.
But I'd love to see fucking Cesaro in New Japan Pro Wrestling or something like that. I think he'd be a fucking amazing in something like that. But, you know.
Fuck, he could just throw them out of the ring, couldn't he?
He's a strong boy.
He could. I'm not going to go any further with that before I upset anyone.
We're just going to get racist again.
A little bit. So who's going to pull the Alberto Rey? What did you mean by that then, Ant? Did you mean racistly hit someone or sacked?
No. There we go. Who do you think could get sacked? So CM Punk obviously left. So we've had that one. So left and then sacked. So this one's
who's
a sack one.
Who's going to get sacked? That would be drugs. Who's good with drugs?
Biggie.
The bunny.
The bunny is high on drugs.
Nasty bastard. He's going to punch some fucking... internet guy.
I forgot Big E on this one. Definitely Big E.
Why are you saying Big E?
Because I reckon he loves the steroids. And he's touching Paige. You know that way.
They're the views of Anthony Hayes. Well, she loves his breasts, don't she?
She's always touching them. And they're always touching each other. There's something going on there with them two. But yeah, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying he is taking steroids. I'm saying he looks like someone who could.
What about Heath Slater? Because obviously he's got all them. I don't mean for steroids and everything, but he could get sacked because
touch and Paige.
No, he's got.
That's a good call. That's a good call, guys.
He's got some shit going on at the moment, isn't he? You know,
he's got a court case.
If it don't go through, he's going to be on his way out. Yeah. I just found another one as well for the CM Punk one. I can't believe I didn't ask this. What about AJ Lee?
Yeah, fair enough.
I know she's saying that
she is pulling a CM Punk once a week.
which I was fucking thinking.
I know
about.
She.
What? Were we going to say pulling CM Punk?
No, I didn't say that.
Sounded like it.
I wish I was. I don't know what I'm doing in H's voice.
I think you're fucking fine. I said finger banging.
The thing is, with
AJ, I do like pulling CM Punk.
What the fuck was that?
Oh.
That was Jordy.
Why, hey, man?
With AJ Lee, though, she's already said that she's really committed to the industry, and I do believe that she is. You know, she's letting Punk do it, and she said in interviews as well that it's actually made their relationship stronger being apart, because obviously he was bitter and everything when he was there, so that can't have been very good. And you know, she's the sort of, she's got the first championship reign tattooed on the back of her neck. That's the first, you know, she is committed, even if Punk isn't anymore.
Yep. She's committed like Kai is to this show.
Just when your health goes shit, you fuck off.
Well, she's been pregnant half a dozen times this year already, isn't she?
Yeah, like me.
Okay.
You could fucking iron your clothes on her stomach. She had no baby in there, mate. She can have my babies.
Few through the year we'd want to see or be excited about.
Rollins Bryan.
Yeah, I would literally.
I've never heard of him. Who's Rollins Bryan?
That's Brian Rollins, you twat.
Never heard of him either.
Nah, he's a
winner. You're a cunt. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, your boyfriend's not going to be happy about that.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, dear. What's your boyfriend going to say?
Where did that come from? I was only having a joke.
Yeah, I've never heard that language come out of him before.
You're a young boy. You shouldn't use that language.
I've not been on the show for a while. I'm forgetting.
Dear, oh dear. Well, I'm astounded here.
Jesus Christ.
I want to see Steen against anyone throughout the year. Mainly Zayn, but, you know. Because I'm really excited about Kevin Steen.
He I can't wait to see him in another proper match. Yeah. That's going to be awesome.
Definitely. So,
especially a live match as well.
Any sort of feud going on there will be absolutely great. That would be one for me. I'd like to see Charlotte AJ Lee in the women's side. I don't want to leave the women completely out. That'd be the women's one I'd want to see. Because I think they'd have actually a fucking decent match.
I'd like to see Big Show and Rowan brought back. That's a joke.
Awesome. Is that it? Are we done?
H, you got any feuds you'd like to see or be excited about?
Well, I said Rollins and Bryan. I'll just check my list. They're the only ones I'd written down.
Yeah. So not that much, man.
Yeah, I'm not really looking forward to this.
Anything with Bryan in?
Let me think.
Shield member.
If Dean Ambrose was to turn heel at any point, or Roman Reigns, I'd like to see a Reigns and Ambrose. Because, like, you see that being built up slightly with the whole, he's referring to him as his brother still again this week, and that relationship's never really been, you know, finalised. They're still brothers.
He can't wrestle.
Just imagine Roman Reigns, Superman punch, and Renee Young, and then Dean Ambrose comes out.
Can you imagine Roman Reigns versus John Cena? Just fucking 30 minutes of 10 moves. Jesus Christ, that'll be fun. No, I don't want to see Roman Reigns in any feud this year. I'd actually like to see Luke Harper versus Bray Wyatt. I'd be really, really intrigued by that one.
That was on SmackDown last week.
Yeah, but I didn't watch SmackDown last week, you bastard, so... Maybe I should go back and watch it, Wayne.
Maybe you should.
Maybe I shall.
Superstars to get signed up or called up.
So either an independent to WWE or from NXT to...
You've already basically said Sting.
Sting?
Sting. Sting.
Yes, definitely. I'd like to see Kevin Steen come up as well as Sami Zayn. I'd like to see him come up at the same time. Would be amazing. Charlotte as well from NXT.
And he's obviously never coming up.
I think he's going to be the first one.
Yeah, I think he probably will be the first one. Definitely.
He'll probably be in the Rumble. Because he could do a couple of high spots, can't he?
Him and Kofi Kingston. Yeah, fair enough.
Oh, I'd love to see that. Kofi going for his fucking... trying to get back to the ring thing and pushing him off and upstage.
That'd be cool.
I'd just love it if he was doing that and he was hopping along some barrier on the top of a chair and balanced on a steel chair as well, doing all that bollocks.
Ain't Sting, a fucking circus.
Sting comes down and fucking knocks him off and just goes back up into the rafters.
I'm waiting for a fan to push him off, to be honest.
Oh, that'd be brutal. Fuck you.
Yeah, that'd be funny. That'd be funny.
New day!
I'd also like to see a couple of independents come to WWE. Yuha Nation would be one of the main ones, as well as, of course, Ricochet.
Oh, yeah, I've heard a lot about him.
Yeah, you'd like him, Wayne. It's like, you like your men big and black, don't you?
Apparently he's mental. Like, he can just, you know, when, like, Thingy... Brock Lesnar used to try and do the shooting star press and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
This bloke can actually do it.
Standing. Shooting star press. Boom. No, he's good. He's really, really good. I'd like to see him come up to WWE.
Anyone else, H? Oh, you don't have... You've got a life, so you don't follow indie, do you?
Oh, here we go. No, there's no one else on the list that I've really got.
So that takes us to who will win the minor straps, Inter, US, or tag throughout the year. Well, we've already hit on Ascension getting the tag, haven't we?
Yeah.
Sound so happy about it, don't we?
So happy, yeah. Mizdow, do you think he'll get somewhere after he breaks out of...
I think he'll go back to Damian Sandow and maybe get a mid-card strap, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I didn't expect him to stick around as Mizdow after. Just for the rest of his career.
There's weirder things happened.
Yeah, I guess so.
Who'd have thought Stardust would have stayed in this gimmick so long?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true as well.
I feel sorry when I think of Cody Rhodes. But...
Such a talented guy. And, you know, he's probably going to come up with another character next. And, you know, it'll, they'll support him for a while and then drop him off again.
Just, like little squeals and stuff he does as Stardust is just brilliant. But I just think it's still a waste. But
he does all the little things right. And then just something that's not clicking in a big way. And I don't know what it is.
Just because it's a recycled gimmick of Goldust.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
It's not new, is it? It's new to him, but it's not new.
Who else have we got on the list? I've got Tyson Kidd. I'd like to see him win a minor strap.
I think you've got Ryback winning a minor strap. I'd like Tyson Kidd, to be fair. That's a good one.
I think Ryback's a certain for Mania against... In my eyes, he's a certain for Mania taking the US title off of. Because that's another reason why Cena can't go over Rusev. Because he's not going to win the US title. In my opinion. I don't know about what you and Ant have got, but those are the two that I've got written down on my list.
What's everyone else gone with? I mean, I'm not really sure on this one.
We've said...
Ascension.
Kid. Yeah. Kid? For what? What for? What?
One of the minor straps.
Well, thanks for elaborating. I was struggling there.
It's your fucking list.
I'm asking you to choose which one, Intercontinental or US?
Well US is going to be right back.
Yeah, that's what we said. And that's why we were saying that Cena couldn't really go over Rusev at Mania because, you know, he's not going to take the US title.
Do you think someone like Dean Ambrose could give real good relevance to the Intercontinental title? Or do you reckon that would be too much of a step down for him?
I don't know whether Ambrose is a guy that really needs a title. But
yeah, he has to win one, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. Well, he's already won the US title, didn't he?
He
for, what, 9 months or something and didn't defend it.
But I don't know.
Well, yeah, the same thing would happen there. His storylines were so good with the Shield, he didn't need a belt.
But yeah, you're going to get some random ones as well, I suppose. I'm going to say Sami Zayn for Intercontinental.
Really?
Yeah, Intercontinental.
Oh, all right.
During the year, at some point.
Yeah, I like that, because you never know what it's going to be like in December, do you? We're having a bit of a laugh here trying to think of who's going to do all these things, but, you know, the whole landscape could be changed in December.
Exactly. Exactly.
Which is fantastic.
Definitely.
Who do we see being injured or suspended through the year?
Injured or suspended? Oh.
Daniel Bryan.
Really?
Shut up.
I'm telling you, he's broken. He's broken.
Do you know? Well, I've got Cena down, suspended for drug use. No. I've got him down for an injury.
Well, his elbow's fucked, isn't it?
Could it be the year where he's done? I mean, let's think about this, because I don't know the full ins and outs. Cena has had the same neck surgery that Edge had, and apparently that's going to add 5 years onto your career. I know that Edge went 7, I believe. So if you think Cena can go 7, then we're not that far away from Cena getting to that 7 years that Edge went after his neck fusion surgery thing.
Yeah, but Edge wasn't super.
Yeah, Edge wasn't Superman.
Yeah, so, and Edge certainly in matches put himself through a lot more than what Cena does. So, yeah. You know, I reckon he'd go to his about 50 fucking three.
Do you really think?
Yeah, I can't see Cena doing anything else. Because, you know, you look at people like The Rock and Stone Cold, they went straight into movies. I can't see Cena doing that.
No,
he's sort of tried and failed at that, so...
He's going to be an ambassador. Or he's going to be on screen, even if he can't really wrestle, knowing WWE. He might take 12 months off, and then he'll be back on our screens.
Yeah, in some way, or shape or form. As fucking GM or as commentator or anything. He's going to be around, so...
Yeah. Would you like to see Cena as a commentator? I've never really... He doesn't sit at the booth very often, does he?
He He's a decent talker, isn't he? I mean, I wouldn't mind it. I reckon he'd do a decent job.
If he was to make it, you know, about the, you know, if they didn't make a big deal out of it, if, you know, they weren't always zooming in on him and having Michael Cole and Jerry, or Booker T, or whoever's at the booth now on Raw, because I can never remember.
JBL.
Yeah, JBL. If, as long as they weren't there going, oh my God, we're sat with an amazing sort of guy here and keep mentioning, seeing us at the booth, if they treated him like all the other commentators.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've had legends do it before. Can you remember, like, Macho Man doing it, Wayne?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, Jesus. I used to really like Mick Foley at the booth back in around 2006.
Yeah,
he was very, very good.
Yeah, I loved a bit
really,
of Mick
Foley. Really interesting. So, yeah, it does work. I've never really thought about putting Cena at the booth, but, you know, it might be something that if he really, you know, if he loves the industry as much as he want, as he says he does, is the sort of lifer that's going to stick around.
I was speaking to Kat a couple of days ago. I told him my perfect commentator trio, and I'd have Mick Foley as your face commentator.
Yeah.
Bad News Barrett as the heel one, because I think he's a fantastic talker. And then I'd rehire Matt Stryker. All right, Matt Stryker is a great, great commentator. So that I'd have them three. I reckon that'd be an awesome commentary booth. And do you know what? People still fucking moan.
Yeah, people will always moan. I'm not a massive, you know, I'm not a massive hater of Michael Cole as many people are. I think he fits well in today's environment. Because, like, you know, Jim Ross says he was never asked to do what Michael Cole has to do now, with all the Twitter and not stopping at commercial breaks and all that sort of stuff. You know, he's bloody good at what he has to do. It's just a different job to what it used to be. It used to be about the wrestling, now it's about the promoting.
Yeah, he's a good politician, his old Michael Cole.
All right.
Who will end the year as champ?
Doo-doo.
I've got down Roman Reigns, but I'm not sure.
Fuck off, it'll be that long.
No, I'm not saying that he's gonna. He might not win it till near the end of the year. If Brian's gonna win at Mania, you know, in my thoughts, or Rollins getting it at Mania, Reigns.
Are you
might,
fucking yawning again?
Not me.
That's fucking Wayne. Keep fucking yawning.
Yeah, sorry.
Every time you're talking as well, Kaiser. I know.
To be honest, if he wasn't going to work in 5 hours, you know. I'd let him off. But yeah, Roman Reigns I've got. Probably winning around SummerSlam.
When that probably means that Brian is going to be going up against Roman Reigns, so would that be a heel Reigns?
I don't know. You never know.
I think that's the only way to save Roman Reigns now is turn him heel.
Yeah, turn him heel. And that's what I said about my Royal Rumble thing and WrestleMania thing.
Yeah.
So...
And it doesn't have to be a long heel turn, you know, 12 months.
Yeah.
And then he can become the John Cena that they all want him to be. But that's the, you know, they should think again about, you know, what have we done wrong with John Cena? Oh, we didn't turn him heel early enough and it got to a point where we could never turn him heel.
I don't think they ever talk about that. I don't think it's ever even an issue at all with them about John Cena.
Well, they don't give a fuck, do they, as long as
it's just
funny.
You know, that's a wrestling community thing. That's not a WWE thing. I don't think they give a toss. I reckon that Roman Reigns will be the champion at one point this year, as well as Rollins. But I'm going to throw a proper wild card out there and say that Ambrose ends the year as champion. So then all three members are going to be a champion this year.
That would be something amazing to look back on in 5 years' time when they decide to reunite them as well.
It would, and then you could have that. He ends the year as champion, and it goes through for a massive WrestleMania match between the three guys.
You know, the final chapter sort of thing.
A WrestleMania in 2 years' time.
Yeah.
I'd love to see it. I'd love to see them push for something like that. Because them three guys' chemistry is pretty damn amazing.
Here's the thing. There was rumours about 2 or 3 months ago that they were wanting to bring the Shield back together sometime at the end of 2015. Mm. Is that too soon?
Yes, way too soon.
Yeah, that's my opinion as well. I think you're thinking the end of 2016 at the earliest.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
I don't think it's necessary to bring them back together. I really don't.
You need to let them become separate characters.
Yeah, let them build. Let them win some championships and then do it.
Ambrose has done it. Rollins has done it. Reigns is... He's moving away from his sort of tough man sort of persona that he had in the Shield. Whether it's for a good thing or not, it's creating a bit of a different character. But
Suffer and Succotash.
Mr. Beanstalk and...
I need to go and watch this Raw now, just for that.
I'll tell you what, when you're going to watch Raw, watch Big Show's promo, because I quite liked it this week. I know we're not doing one ups and one down, but watch that, because I really liked Big Show's promo. But that's just me pointing that out. And it's not often I'll say that. Normally it's fuck off, Big Show.
Okay.
But yeah, I've just caused some radio silence again.
That leads us to the last one before we get out of here, and that's what's your out there prediction for 2015? Ant's just said one.
Well, yeah, I've got a couple others.
Go on, throw them out there then.
My big one is that Vinnie Mac dies this year.
Oh, you're not on that again.
What do you mean? Again?
You went on about that for about half an hour on WrestleCast.
Did I?
Yeah, the thing about him driving in a limousine and being dead.
What did I? I literally can't remember anything I said on that show, so... Sorry.
That's nearly as bad as me. On New Year's Eve, last year, I turned around to my grandparents and they said, so what's your big prediction for this year? And I went, the Queen's gonna die.
you sounded like Alan Bennett then. You don't know who Alan Bennett is.
I do.
Oh, that's who you sounded like.
Yeah. I can't hear myself, can I?
The Queen's gonna die.
Just gonna die.
But yeah, that is my prediction, that he's gonna die. Not a horrible death.
No, just quietly in his limousine.
Yeah, getting noshed off.
Who by?
What?
Who by?
Stephanie McMahon.
Oh!
Triple H is cry wanking in the corner.
Have some fun, damn it.
And Ric Flair's
the look in her face as I'm about to shoot.
And I was going to say, and Ric Flair's in the corner drop elbow in his fucking pants. Get that picture
just add Jerry Lawler and a 12-year-old girl causing him an heart attack, and that's the picture sorted.
WWE Gangbang 2015. Vinnie Mac dies.
China can produce it because she's got a history of porn.
I tell you something, if they brought that out as a video game, it'd be better than the 2K15 that they brought out this year.
I love 2K15 for the Xbox One.
Yeah, not on Xbox 360, mate.
No, that's just a shit version of last year's.
It's awful, honestly. Best thing on it is NXT, and I don't even watch NXT.
Because you've got a life.
Yeah, because I've got a life.
So what's your out there prediction then?
Well, I never even thought of one, but I don't think there's much topping Ant's little picture that is just created.
Vince McMahon dead with Stephanie knocking off his dead dick while Ric Flair's elbow and some pants.
And yeah. Triple H is cry wanking in the corner.
I think too literally to do stuff like this out there predictions. I can't sort of do.
Right, I'm gonna make. Box. I'll go along with what I was saying then. Cena's gonna retire.
That's a good one.
Or become a special attraction sort of.
Special attraction.
What, fucking lock him up in a fucking cage so a load of like Asian tourists with cameras come to take pictures of
Madame Two Swords.
Next to the Elephant Man, yeah. I'll say retire. I was gonna say become more like a part timer and not no longer do live events. But I will. I'll throw it out there and say retire.
I thought you was going to go for Kane's finally going to fuck off.
You know what? That's the thing, that I don't think that's much of an out there prediction.
No, I reckon he will fuck off definitely this year. Or you might get Team Hell No back together again.
I would love to see Team Hell. I was thinking that this week when I was seeing Brian kicking the shit out of Kane. I was thinking,
Kane.
Sorry, I've spoilt that for you.
Kicking such shit out of Kane.
I would love to see a reunion with those two, but I think he's past it with Kane now. I don't think he's... I think he'll get his one elimination in the Rumble this year to beat Shawn Michaels' record. And then he's got no else to accomplish.
I'm going to throw one out there. Taker works. Taker works a match.
That's very out there.
I can't do these questions.
Taker works a match on NXT is an out there prediction.
Come on, Wayne. Come on.
What about something to do with TNA or something?
TNA!
Did any of you see the rumours about they were trying to get Edge to be the new general manager of Impact?
Yeah, and he declined.
Yeah, which is good on him, to be honest.
Good on him. Everyone loves Edge.
Apparently, they said you could be a one-off for the live show or permanent, and he declined on both fronts, citing that he's got a life.
Good man.
That's my man.
That's your man. That's my man.
Yep, I found him on Grindr.
Wayne, I'm going to give you a prediction. A prediction for Wayne this year.
Mm-hmm. He's going to grow an inch.
No, that's not right. That you're going to get a restraining order against Paige. Or Paige is going to give you
a restraining order. I was going to say, I'd not do that.
That's my prediction. Or either that, either you're going to get a restraining order against you by Paige, or you're going to be attacked by a mum at some point.
I'm going to drive my bus up her.
You're going to drive your bus up her arse? I don't get that.
That's my out there prediction.
Oh shit, yeah, I've just got it because you've bust the job. Right, sorry, I'm slow tonight. I'm very slow.
Well, I hope you like the new three-man team.
Yeah,
so basically we'll leave that there.
Leave it there driving your bus up Paige's arse.
I think we can't really move any further than that. Vince McMahon dying, Cena retiring, and Wayne driving a bus up Paige's ass.
There you go. So next year when we listen to this show back, we'll have some evidence.
But obviously Wayne won't be on it because he'll be in prison.
So like I said, we'll leave it there. If you'd like to be a guest, please contact us. You can do so by contacting secondshiftpod@gmail.com or @secondshiftpod. Send all your emails, tidbits, and if you want to be on to those addresses. Where can we find you, Ant?
You can find me at MC Vigilante. I'm also on Cerebral Satire as well, weekly, which you was on this week, Wayne.
Mm-hmm. Before it all went crazy.
What do you mean it went crazy?
Because we done that and then went straight into WrestleCast, didn't we?
Yeah,
you're the right. Wine. You were the right level of drunk for out Cerebral Satire.
Yes, and then I was over drunk for WrestleCast, which I apologise for. but yeah, that's where you can find me. Basically, thanks for listening. Bye.
And
Itch.
Where can we find you having your life?
Anywhere up north. Now you can find me on Twitter @HWIR.
Drinking tea, Yorkshire tea.
Or you can find me on the AWWIR, no longer the main event, but you will find me up there. Yes, so yeah, we'll see you all next week, guys.
And you can find me on...
your quality that we've got on the AWWIR, that these two plebs have been champion.
There'll only ever be one first British champion.
Oh, you're clutching at straws with that one, mate.
I know.
Oh, yeah. And you can find me on the main event of the allwrestling.com where you can review, or
You can find me WrestleCast or at Wayne as a Baker or in Norwich outside Paige's house. We'll leave it there. And until next week.
Relaunch week.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Look at them yo-yos. That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks are free. That's the way you do it. Let me tell you, damn guys ain't dumb. Maybe get a blister on your little finger. Maybe get a blister on your thumb. We got to install microwave ovens, custom kitchen deliveries. We got to move these refrigerators. We got to move these color TVs. That's his own hair. The little faggot got his own jet airplane. The little faggot, he's a millionaire. We got to install microwave ovens, custom kitchen deliveries. We got to move these refrigerators. We got to move these color TVs. Ooh, I'm Hawaiian noises, he's banging on the bongos like a chimpanzee. Oh, that ain't working. That's the way you do it. Get your money for nothing, get your chicks for free. We got to install microwave oven, custom kitchen deliveries. We got to move these refrigerators. We got to move these color TVs. Working, that's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money.